All right, you're back speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and we're listening to WebMD as we have a conversation with host Robin Roberts, talking with someone who has experienced cancer in the family, particularly breast cancer.
And now it's got us. It's wrapped itself around us like tentacles. What's going to happen with us? It was paralyzing mental fear.
So it wasn't something that you discussed. It wasn't something that even as a family, even though it for generations had impacted your family, y'all didn't talk about it?
No one ever said a word. It was like a private secret hidden in our closets.
Why didn't they want to talk about it?
I think part of it is our culture as African American people. We're very, very private. We keep things hidden. So there was just silence.
Felicia's connection to breast cancer is not unusual. Death rates from breast cancer are higher in the African American community. And research shows that African American women are now being diagnosed with breast cancer more frequently.
There has, for many decades, been the assumption that these disparities were all related to socioeconomic factors because of higher poverty rates, higher likelihood of being underinsured or non-insured in the African-American community.
But Dr. Lisa Newman is researching other possible causes, including genetic links between African-American ancestry and the more deadly form of breast cancer known as triple negative.
We know that triple negative breast cancer is twice as common in African American women compared to white American women.
And African American women get diagnosed with breast cancer at a younger age more often than white American women. But many African American women are not getting essential preventative treatment. It's why Dr. Newman goes into the community to spread the word.
It's disrupting families, it's damaging, it's taking lives.
Every opportunity to get the message out to African American women regarding breast cancer screening and early detection is critical.
After Felicia thought she beat breast cancer the first time, it returned 7 years later as triple negative.
We do share the triple negative,
yes,
which really affects the African American community,
yes,
the most and is so deadly.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look at us.
And look at us.
Felicia is determined to do everything she can to break the silence in her family and help others do the same.
What is it about you that you said, I'm going to be the voice for those who don't have a voice?
Without information, you suffer. You suffer with not knowing what to do. You want to give yourself the best opportunity that science has to fight your disease.
Today, Felicia has no detectable cancer in her body and volunteers her time mentoring others through their breast cancer journey. When Felicia needs a moment to herself, she goes to her neighborhood park.
Tell me about this park that's close to where you live.
I've been swinging on the swing since I was a little girl. It's very soothing for me. It's the blowing in the breeze, and I'm thinking about things in life. When I swing back, I'm swinging into the history, but when I swing forward, I'm swinging into new hope, new joy, new peace, and giving a part of me to another woman to say, I know it's painful. Take another woman's hand. She needs you.
I love you.
I love you
too.
Thank you
for having me.
She needs what you went through so she can see that there's hope. When I told someone I had stage 4, when I told someone I had triple negative, you have metastatic cancer and they see that I'm alive. Okay, there's hope. I can make it, I can go through. Just take someone else's hand to the swing in the park with you and let them swing on your swing so they know they can make it too.
So much in that. Helping someone else know that they can make it. And of course, part of that has to do with talking. It actually started with talking. One of the things that did not happen in her family, Felicia's family, is that the women did not talk with each other. And I say the women with each other, not that the men should have been excluded from the conversation, because they needed to know too. So they can have the discussion with their family members, whether with daughters, you name it. talking about it. And of course, as she mentioned, doing what we can do to get the help that we can need, that we can get as soon as possible, even if it has to do with prevention, that mammogram. I know that sometimes it can be a little, not the most exciting thing in the world to do. I know that women talk about how painful it can be when you're having a mammogram, and how, you know, when that equipment is pressing down on your breast, it's uncomfortable. But here's the beauty of it is that only lasts a short period of time. Yes, the pressing on your breast only lasts seconds, not half an hour, not 2 or 3 days, seconds. And I tell you what, that is time worth spending, making sure that you're doing everything in your power to be as healthy as possible, to stay as healthy as possible. So talk with each other. Talk with each other. Talk within the family. Talk outside of the family. Do what you can to help each other. Get those mammograms. If there's a family history, start talking with your doctor right away and ask him, what should I do? When should I set up my first mammogram? Well, no matter what your age is, even if you're in your mid-20s, go ahead and get it done. Yes, let's be healthy. Be healthy, family, strong family. Till next time.